This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Spirit Airlines has called off its merger with Denver-based Frontier Airlines. The deal was initially announced in February, but JetBlue Airlines later made Spirit a proposal worth more money. The company stuck by its initial agreement with Frontier for months, but was forced to abandon it because shareholders didn't support it in a vote Wednesday. Spirit remains in negotiations with JetBlue. The RTD board last night approved a major overhaul of its bus network. RTD will shift its focus for bus service away from metro area suburbs and toward the city. Board Chair Vince Busick says RTD needs additional state funding in order to avoid cutting bus routes.
Colorado's state government provides less than 1% of annual recurring operating support for RTD. So there you go. That says a lot, and maybe that's something we need to work on.
The shift will take place over 5 years. More details about the plan are on CPR.org. Tabor checks will start going out in the mail next week. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports everyone who filed their 2021 taxes will receive a refund of $750.
It is in one way coming from the government, but it's ultimately coming from taxpayers. Basically, the state government every year collects money from all different sources, especially sales taxes and property taxes. But there's rules in the state constitution, Tabor, the Taxpayer's Bill of Rights, that says the state can only keep so much of that revenue in a given year. And beyond that, they have to give a certain amount back.
Right now in Denver, it's 86 degrees and mostly cloudy. In Vail, it's 79 degrees. This is CPR News at 7:06.